The police are investigating allegations that a piece of Pike River evidence may have gone missing while in the care of the mine company. Some victims' families have just learned of the existence of a photograph of an electrical cabinet door that was blown to the mine's surface, but no one can say where the mangled piece of metal has gone. Sonia Rockhouse, whose son Ben Rockhouse died in the 2010 explosion, says the missing evidence shows why the disaster needs to be reinvestigated.
It's a possible ignition source. I mean, it could be the thing that caused the explosion. So it's a very it's a vital piece of information.
I spoke to former Chief Mine Inspector Tony Forster, now an advisor to the families, a short time ago.
What this door shows, it's, first of all, it is a door. It's not the whole cabinet, and it shows the door of the main fan starter unit. Now, the main fan is the main ventilation device, and this is the main fan unit, which was controversially installed at the bottom of the shaft in Pike River. So this is the main fan. It's part of the electrical supply system, and in that cabinet there would be electrical buzz bars and other pieces of equipment that basically power up and feed the main fan.
How do you know that that's the door from that particular cabinet?
Because it's very conveniently, and these things rarely happen this way, but the tag that's bolted to the cabinet, which is in full view, that is part of a planned maintenance number, and that planned maintenance number can track that piece of plant exactly to where it came from.
Okay, so why is this now being seen by some as the smoking gun?
Well, why it's potentially a smoking gun is, it's only one, to be honest, and a whole, you know, array of potential ignition sources for Pike River, because, quite frankly, looking for an ignition source or a reason why Pike River blew up, it's like looking for a needle in a pile of needles. There are so many candidates vying, but why this one is so important is that it's the cabinet itself is a non-approved, non-certified container. So it's not really designed for, it's certainly not designed for a gassy atmosphere. It's an industrial cabinet. But it was installed along with a lot of other non-approved, non-certified equipment very close to the production panel, the hydro panel, which the Pike River company started. And there was no risk assessment done. There was no real technical justification why that was done. There are mining panels and mining equipment which is specifically designed. It's called flameproof and intrinsically safe, two different systems, one for high voltage flameproof and one for low voltage intrinsic safe. This was neither. So this is basically an industrial panel installed with lots of other of those types of panels in an area. In fact, the fan itself was not approved for use underground.
Okay, so can you tell from the photograph itself whether it's all bent out of shape, as people will have seen, whether that happened because the explosion was inside it or outside it?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's a more difficult one to answer. And if I could answer that, then you would have the absolute, you know, causation. But I can't answer that exactly. What I can say is that clearly the explosion has mangled the door. It's interesting, only the door appeared, and it's not the whole unit. It's the door itself. So the door appears to have become detached from the cabinet. But the door itself, it does display some interesting features. Now, I'm not going to get all Inspector Clouseau here because it is a forensic issue. But the door, where the number plate is clearly domed out. It's not a very sharp crease. It's not all been... It's a flat plate. I mean, this door started off as a flat plate. And it's not now, you know, just folded like a piece of paper into sharp curves. You can see actually some soft curves on the face of that. But that's conjecture, to be honest. That's me looking at it. And I've had a really close look at it, probably for the very first time. I've also seen holes that have been punched through it, which shouldn't be there. But the back of that, the part that you can't see, is the part that actually contains the answers. Because the back of that door would contain molten metal. It would contain spatters of copper and other bits like that. If the panel itself had exploded, then what happens in these situations when the buzz bars short circuit, when they explode, they emit molten metal, and they would emit that as part of that explosion onto the back face of that that panel, and that would really be important evidence.
So where is the panel now?
I have no idea at all. What happened and why it's become significant and why it's come to prominence is because when I showed this to the families, when I came here as part of this DVI training with the police, and they were asking me what sort of evidence we'll be looking for, and I used this as an example. And I was aware of it, and I knew other people were aware of it. What I wasn't aware of, there was the families weren't aware of it. They'd never seen it before. And then a light bulb went on my head and thought, well, if they've never seen it before, who else has not seen it before? So I did a few quick checks. First of all, to check my facts, just like you've asked me, and check this was really where it was supposed to be from, and yes, it was. But in the process of doing that, I also discovered that people had seen this panel when it came off the helicopter. So at that point, I thought, whoa, this is not a cold trail. This is significant. So on Monday, the first day I was at the mine, I went straight to the police, and I told them about this. I supplied them with the photograph, and I made a statement. So I arrived on the Sunday. I went straight to the police on the Monday.
So you have known about this photograph for some time, yes?
Yes. Yes, I've known about this photograph for some time, along with lots of other things. It was just in a whole collection of stuff. When I arrived here in 2013 to take over as a chief inspector, in fact, to build the whole thing back as a chief inspector, somewhere during that period, probably when I'd been up at Pike River, as part of the initial re-entry, I became aware of this. But many other people appeared to have been aware of it as well. It wasn't a particular secret or anything. When you talk to different people involved who were at Pike River at the time, many people seemed to know about this story and about this photograph. So I didn't think it was anything unusual. And I wrongly assumed at the time that this had something that was part of this long trilogy, you know, the trail of things that have been spoken about Pike River, that this had been trailed in front of various people, and it was a cold case.
So that it was, what you're thinking that it was known about, that
many people hadn't seen it.
Okay, so you're thinking that this door, this panel was known about, that this had been the possible spark that ignited the explosion, and that was something that other people were aware of, but that wasn't the case.
No. You've joined two things up there. Not knowing that if this was the thing that possibly ignited, it was one of the many possibilities of the items or the issues that arose. You've got to remember that, you know, and this is all hiding in plain view, the same as this one. It's the main fan itself. The main fan was only commissioned on the 10th. That was 9 days before the mine exploded. When they started that main fan up, the sparks, the flying off the main shaft, were reported, and that's in the Royal Commission. To do that, to repair that, instead of repairing it, they took the packing out, they took the brass packers out of the shaft. So that shaft was probably short-circuiting. The hydro panel itself was started where it should never have been. There was no geotechnical assessment done for the hydro panel. And even in spite of the fact that there was 48 occasions when the mine should have been evacuated because of gas, 21 of those were when gas was in the full explosive range. This was just one issue and a whole load of issues that I was told about when I came here. I didn't think that this was particularly unusual in amongst all those unusual things.
But nonetheless, though, yeah. You've gone to the police now, you've made a statement. What is that regarding? Is that because the panel is now unknown as to its whereabouts?
No, the reason I went to the police is because what I had been, or the story I had been told, and the story that everybody seemed to accept, was that when this panel came off the mountain in the helicopter, it was never seen again. But in the initial inquiries to find out and establish, just to be sure in my mind that this panel came from where I'd been told it came from, I also learned that people had seen it in the offices. And I thought, well, that's a massive difference from disappearing off a helicopter, never seen again. If people had seen it, if people handled it, then people effectively might know where it is. So at that point, I'm not here to investigate or reinvestigate the explosion. I'm here to do forensic training. So I went immediately to the police and I told them why I thought it was important, and I told them why I thought it was important that they follow this up.
Because if this was removed from the mountain and was in the offices, what is the indication there?
I don't know. I'm not going to make any suppositions whatsoever.
That's the former Chief Mine Inspector, Tony Forster. He's now an advisor to some of the Pike River families. I spoke to him a few minutes ago.